KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, 73. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 80. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with temperatures in the mid-50s. For Friday, partly sunny skies, highs mid-70s. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democratic leaders have made it official. A continuing resolution that's needed to avert a government shutdown on October 1st will include a provision to increase the debt limit. In a joint statement, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said addressing the debt limit is about meeting obligations the government has already made, like the bipartisan emergency COVID relief legislation from December, as well as vital payments to Social Security recipients and veterans. Now, Republicans won't support the increase, saying it's needed to accommodate the Democrats' $3.5 trillion Build Back Better spending plan. Minority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, tweeted, Democrats do not get to ram through radical far-left policies on party-line votes and brag about how they're transforming the country, but then demand bipartisan cover for racking up historic debt. The Biden administration may not be done yet with this review of the U.S.-UK negotiations for a free trade agreement during the Trump administration, but the prospect of an FTA was a topic of discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and British Secretary of State for International Trade Anne-Marie Trevelyan yesterday. Both of them, in a statement, said discussing USTR's ongoing review of the U.S.-UK free trade agreement negotiations and evaluating how a potential agreement could support the Biden-Harris administration broader Build Back Better agenda. The U.S. ag sector wants to sell more rice, cheese, poultry, and other commodities to the British. The FTA is seen as a necessary part to reduce tariffs and remove restrictions. And USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service says it does not have the jurisdiction to regulate the labeling of plant-based products. In a 2019 petition, the U.S. Cattlemen Association asked the agency to limit the use of meat and beef to just animal products, effectively precluding the use of those terms by plant-based or cell cultured products. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. An attorney who was forced to give up a career as a police officer after a drunken driver struck him is running for Kansas Attorney General next year as a Democrat. Chris Mann of Lawrence launched his campaign Tuesday with a short video. He promised to focus on public safety issues and to remove partisan politics from the Attorney General's office. Mann has never held public office and is the first Democrat to announce a bid for Attorney General. He was a police officer in Lawrence but was injured during a 2002 traffic stop. He later earned a law degree and became a Wyandotte County prosecutor and state securities regulator. And a philanthropic organization led by rapper Jay-Z is seeking police files and other records related to officer misconduct in the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. The department says it has released hundreds of pages of documents to the group, but state law does not require the release of personnel records and criminal investigation files. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
A 25-year-old man has pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the 2017 death of a Wichita doctor who was stabbed more than 160 times. KTV reports that Umar Dutt entered the plea Tuesday, admitting to killing 57-year-old Dr. Achuta Reddy on September 13, 2017, behind Reddy's psychiatric office. Police were called to the Holistic Psychiatric Services Clinic that night and found Reddy's body in an alley outside the business. Investigators say Dutt entered the clinic with Reddy and assaulted the doctor inside the office building before being interrupted by an office manager. Police say Reddy then fled the building, but Dutt caught up with him in the alley. Dutt is scheduled to be sentenced on November 9th. The U.S. Marshals are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the capture of a convicted sex offender who on June 30th escaped from the state mental hospital in Larned. John Freeman Colt, 42, stands 5'7", weighs about 200 pounds. He has hazel eyes and brown hair. Anyone with information should contact local law enforcement. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities in western Nebraska's panhandle say two wildfires that had neared Scotts Bluff and Crawford have largely been brought under control. The Omaha World Herald reports that a fire southwest of Scotts Bluff that burned about 3,600 acres was 100% contained by Monday afternoon, while the fire north of Crawford that burned 5,400 acres was halfway contained. The fires were first reported last week and are about 70 miles apart in a region in the grip of severe drought. School district officials in central Nebraska plan to mark Elm Creek Elementary School's 100th birthday next year by building its replacement. Nearly 60% of the voters supported an $11.9 million bond issue this month that will pay to build a new elementary. Plans call for students to begin attending the new school in August of 2023. From the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Averett, hoping you enjoy this first day of fall.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. This week in September annually marks Farm Safety Week. Safety measures are encouraged year-round, but a special emphasis in rural areas is noted going into the fall harvest, which will result in additional traffic on roads and through communities. Motorists are urged to take caution approaching farm machinery, allowing time and distance for slower-moving operations. Farm safety workers are also reminded to remain vigilant, especially when working with moving equipment and in bin operations. Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Monday afternoon. A 14-year-old Beatrice youth lost control on Southwest 61st near Osage Road shortly after 3 p.m. as the vehicle rolled over. The unidentified driver was transported to the Beatrice Hospital. Injury accidents were reported in Washington County. September 6th, Hope White of Hanover lost control and rolled. She was taken by private vehicle to Hanover Hospital. August 18th, Danielle Borgerding of Manhattan lost control and struck a fence on Bonds Mill Avenue, southeast of 24th Road. She was transported to Hanover Hospital. $250,000 bond has been set for a Soldier, Kansas man facing a charge of attempted second-degree murder after his arrest September 16th on a domestic disturbance call at 2340 238th Road. A woman had reportedly been strangled, resulting in the arrest of 45-year-old Irvin Mitchell of Soldier, who's being held in Jackson County and faces additional charges of aggravated domestic battery, criminal restraint, and criminal threat. The suspect vehicle was stopped after pursuit north of Soldier on K-62 Highway. September 13th, officers were dispatched to the Marshall, Washington County line for assistance in apprehending a fleeing vehicle. Stop sticks were deployed, which stopped the vehicle. The unidentified driver was then arrested by Marshall County authorities. Marshall County FSA office advises the Pandemic Response and Safety Grant Program opens September 23rd, which provides grants to food processors, distributors, farmers markets, and producers to respond to coronavirus, including for measures to protect workers against COVID-19. Again, the application period opens September 23rd, closing November 8th. Contact the Marshall County FSA office for more information at 562-5343. USDA is updating the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program to for contract producers of eligible livestock and poultry and producers of specialty crops and other sales-based commodities. CFAP 2, which assists producers who faced market disruptions in 2020, due to COVID-19, is part of the USDA's broader Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative. Deadline for applications is October 12th. Contact the Marshall County FSA office or your local FSA office for more information. Nemaha County Farm Bureau last month recognized the Farm Family of the Year, Brian and Christina Haverkamp, at the annual meeting in Seneca. The Natural Resources Award was presented to Craig, Richard, and Diane Hallison. Pawnee City and Lewiston Consolidated Schools in southeast Nebraska are working toward consideration of co-oping football programs for the 22-23 and 23-24 schedule cycles. Committees to explore the options have been designated, and a special workshop is planned October 5th at 6:30 p.m. for public input regarding the issue. J.B. Sofall, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for J.B. Sofall. Melanie D. Johnson, age 59, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Private family interment will be held at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 5, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melanie Johnson.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
United Bank and Trust will host a free tailgate party before the Washington County Tigers homecoming football game this Friday, 5 until 6:30 behind the Grandstand Stadium.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
A reminder during this National Constitution Week. Is the Fifth Amendment's protection from self-incrimination limited to testimony given in a courtroom? In Miranda v. Arizona, the Supreme Court ruled the safeguard against self-incrimination also applies when the police take suspects in for questioning. Before any questioning can begin, police must explain to suspects that they have the right to remain silent, their statements may be used against them, and they may have the right to an attorney present during questioning. These are known as Miranda rights. Does an amendment to the Constitution require unanimous approval of the Congress and the states? No. Article 5 specifies that an amendment to the Constitution becomes valid once it's gained the vote of two-thirds of each House of Congress and three-quarters of states. States can ratify an amendment by a vote of their legislature or by electing special conventions, as they did in 1933, to repeal the 18th Amendment by enacting the 21st Amendment to end prohibition. A reminder during National Constitution Week from the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. High pressure system across the central parts in the Midwest bringing sunny skies and dry weather. It does look like temperatures will be cooler out there. We'll see highs in the lower 70s. Down to the 40s for tonight. We'll continue with sunny skies for tomorrow. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through Thursday night. A little bit cooler temperatures as we head into Friday, but it does look like we'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend. So across the area, sunny skies, 73. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 80. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, will drop down to 55. For Friday, partly sunny skies, mid-70s. Friday night, partly cloudy, lows at 48 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 80. Record high on this date hit the century mark. The average low, 55. Record low is 26. Sunset this evening, 7:25. Sunrise in the morning at 7:15.
Ever thought about trading in your lawnmower for a pet goat? People are doing it, no kidding. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 22nd, the 265th day of the year. Actress Bonnie Hunt has a birthday today, and fall officially arrives with the autumnal equinox early this afternoon. Here's a statistic we never thought we'd see in the 21st century. The number of people keeping pet goats is on the rise. Many communities have restrictions on grazing animals, of course, but where they're legal, people say goats are delightful companions. Here's a few goat facts that might surprise you. Contrary to their reputation, goats are rather finicky eaters. Worldwide, more people drink goat milk than any other kind. And their ability to clear vegetation has spawned another industry, goat rentals. For clearing brush or vegetation, some people have found it more economical to rent a goat than heavy equipment. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Farm safety yields real results. That's the theme for this year's Farm Safety and Health Week. And Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals battled back and forth all night last night against the Wichita Wind Surge, pulling ahead in the final innings for a 7-5 win in Game 1 of the AA Central Championship Series at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Game 2 will also be at Arvest Park. That gets underway this evening at 6:30 before the series shifts to Wichita on Friday for Game 3 of the Best of 5 Series. Now to the Royals. Yu Chang hit a bases-loaded triple off left fielder Andrew Benintendi's glove in the first inning, leading Cal Quantrill and the Cleveland Indians over the Kansas City Royals 4-1 yesterday. Quantrill worked 6 2/3 innings, striking out 6 and allowing 1 run on Hunter Dozier's homer. The final game in the series between the Kansas City Royals and Cleveland Indians gets underway this evening. First pitch is set for 5:10. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty at Ford.
That's right. Mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
K-State football returned to the national poll at number 25 this week, and the unbeaten Wildcats have a chance to prove they belong right away. First up is a trip to Oklahoma State, which is also off to a 3-0 start. Then comes a game against number 4 Oklahoma. The Wildcats have already racked up wins against Stanford, which recently upended USC, along with Southern Illinois and Nevada. The last couple games have come without quarterback Skylar Thompson, who's out indefinitely with a knee injury. The question now: can young quarterback Will Howard keep the unbeaten season going? From the Wildcats to KU, Kansas running back Velton Gardner, who led the Jayhawks in rushing last season, has entered the transfer portal. The junior saw his playing time decrease over the first three games under new coach Lance Leipold. By transferring now, Gardner could potentially redshirt this season and still have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Wednesday Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
All eyes are on the Twin Valley League with a loaded next 5 days on the TVL Spotlight. We get you ready for what is going to be a Friday night to remember with 5 all-TVL matchups, including the battle to be number 1 in the state. Plus, who is going to survive what is being called the most competitive night of volleyball all season long, and will name the United Bank & Trust Athlete of the Week. All this week on the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville heading on the road to take on Chapman and our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Axtell. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYRadio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 4 p.m. pregame, and Kansas Saturday, 2:30 p.m. pregame, live on KNDY.
K-State football fans, your undefeated Wildcats host Oklahoma next Saturday, October 2nd for Hall of Fame weekend. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Sooners, and we recognize our newest Hall of Fame class, including College Football Hall of Fame inductee Darren Sproles. Get your tickets today, and we'll see you Saturday, October 2nd. Go Cats!
Too many plants and not enough time or space to get them planted? Consider creating a special space to grow and tend them until you can move them to their permanent home in the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. If you're like most gardeners, your driveway and patio is filled with bargain plants, divisions from friends, and other plants we want to evaluate before adding them to our gardens. Planting them in a holding bed will reduce the effort needed to keep them healthy until you decide their fate. Just select an area with easy access for maintenance, but one that will not impact the beauty of your landscape. Place plants directly in quality garden soil or create a raised bed. Use this time to evaluate their beauty and suitability for your landscape. Move those you like into the garden and share the rest with others who have the perfect spot for the plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Perhaps you remember the book and the movie, The Last of the Mohicans. James Fenimore Cooper was the author of the tale, and it was his father who established this town. A town well known today for something that arrived well after the Coopers lived here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair-weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1786, a new town was established in central New York.
The village itself was founded by William Cooper. William Cooper was a judge, and he founded the village. He was James Fenimore Cooper's father.
You may remember James Fenimore Cooper was a well-known author. One of his best-known books was The Last of the Mohicans. The small town had a beautiful setting at the southern tip of Lake Otsego in central New York. It became a place people wanted to visit. So in the early 1900s, the first large accommodations began to be built.
They built this hotel specifically as a hotel. It was built in 1909, but also acted as a girls' school during the winter times. It was a hotel between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Gordon Clarkson is speaking of the Otisauga Hotel. Interestingly, it wasn't until the 1950s that the Winter Girls' School moved from the property, and this became a year-round hotel. But during the summer months, this was a destination for the well-to-do, many traveling up from New York City to spend weeks or the entire summer here.
We have a guest register from 1912 where we see not just the guests themselves, but they bring their governess, their chauffeur, their maid, and some of their other helpers who stayed in staff accommodations, which were on the fifth floor.
It remains a well-known resort, and you can still find some of the history of this place from decades past if you look a bit.
There's also spaces here which were used as the chauffeur lounge. The chauffeur would go rest there for the day, recharge for the drive home, while the guests enjoyed lunch and the facilities of the resort.
The resort was established before a most noteworthy museum was established just a few blocks from here, the Baseball Hall of Fame. And this resort has a role in that story. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Cooperstown, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
KNDY.
If you can't get rid of the weeds in your yard, eat them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are wild plants all around that are actually good for you and quite tasty when fixed right as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Dandelion leaves on my salad before. It's interesting how a common weed can add so much flavor. I know there are more wild plants I could eat, and I'd like to learn what they are and how to do it. John Kalis is the director of Wild Food Adventures. He educates people on how to find edible wild plants in natural settings. He calls these plants native to humans because we see them everywhere around us. Unfortunately, we try to kill off many of those plants that are a culinary delight.
Dandelions are a very good example of one of those things you can get started with because they pretty much grow everywhere. You can also do cat's ear. That's another excellent plant that's often confused with dandelion. It's been called false dandelion. In the middle of the summer, you've got a plant called purslane, and lamb's quarters is another thing, also known as wild spinach, one of the most nutritious leafy greens ever analyzed.
There are hundreds of wild edibles. Kalis says the key to success is knowing which parts of a plant you can eat, at what stage of growth, and the correct method of preparation.
And a good example of that is curly dock. If you just taste a raw leaf 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be bitter, astringent, papery, you know, just a generally miserable experience. But if you chop that up and you boil it for just a few minutes, it becomes a delicious, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth food.
How do you know if a wild plant is safe? Kayla says you have to be sure, and the best way to learn is with an instructor. However, there are books and field guides that can also help you identify what you're looking for. Learn more about eating wild plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh. am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
During Rehabilitation Awareness Week, Falls City Nursing and Rehab salutes the numerous rehabilitation professionals who work together to make a difference in the lives of many. Thank you for all the compassion, patience, and understanding shown to clients. From your friends at Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us care for you.
Farmers are one stressed out group of people, but help is available, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. The average farm family these days is anything but stress-free. Emily Kreckelberg sees it in her work with University of Minnesota Extension.
What we see a lot of in agriculture and in farming right now, in my personal opinion, is severe stress on people's mental health. Not mentally ill, but in poor mental health. And if we don't intervene, it is possible that people can move into mental illness.
Kreckelberg says stress caused by the pandemic is just a part of the problem.
It's not just one thing at once. It is four things at once, five things at once, six things at once, right? And it just never seems to stop. I know that the COVID-19 outbreak, that has really thrown a lot of people a curveball and added an immense amount of stress to an already stressful situation.
If someone you know is suffering from stress on the farm or ranch, says Kreckelberg, don't be afraid to step in.
If you're concerned about somebody, please reach out to them. You know, we can't let our own complacency get in the way of helping other people get the help that they need.
Help is just a Google search away. I also list a number of resources on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at NewFrontierAg.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Fair of 2021 is officially all done and wrapped up, and state fair officials are very pleased with what happened over the fair this year, convening after not having the fair last year because of COVID-19. As they talk about over the years how the Kansas State Fair has grown from agriculture to really any interest that you may have.
We probably have over 6,500 head of livestock come through. We've had 88 marching bands this year. There's probably about 116 different concession stands, and there's over 1,000 vendor spaces that are selling their wares. You know, it's all things Kansans. This thing got its start about agriculture, and we've kept that in many ways. There are open beef shows are going on, 4-H horse shows going on, but then, you know, food, vending, all. I mean, there's something for every Kansan here.
That was Harmon Bliss, the chairman for the Kansas State Fair Board. Well, they say attendance this year was also pretty surprising.
I think so. You know, if you talk to anybody, they're very happy. Obviously, you know, heat and being scared of COVID can kind of reduce some numbers, but I think we're very well pleased.
In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture sets to release their final grain stock report for the old crop marketing year coming up on Thursday, September 30th.
So total corn use, my estimate for the fourth quarter is just over 3 billion bushels. That's relatively similar to what we've seen in the past. So, you know, even with higher prices of corn, it doesn't seem to have really tapered our demand that much. If we subtract that from our beginning balance of 4.1, that gets us just slightly below where the USDA is estimating. So I'm at 1.14 billion bushels for an ending stocks for the year. USDA is at 1.18. So I'm about 50 million less than they are. Again, most of that's coming in that ethanol category, that food and industrial category, which USDA has lowered in recent months.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in Florence, Italy, at that Ag Summit and gave reporters an update on how ag sales are going with China.
I've had conversations with my counterpart in China, and the goal here was to continue to encourage China to live up fully and completely to its responsibilities under Phase 1. The good news is that they have obviously increased significantly their purchases from where they were a couple of years ago. I think there are ways in which Phase 1 can clearly be improved. But in the meantime, our desire obviously is for these purchases to continue and to increase. Obviously, it's made an impact because of their purchases at record levels. We've seen a bit of a strengthening, if you will, in comparison to where commodity prices were a year ago. They're not as high as they were a couple months ago, but they're still higher than they were a year ago, and that's in part because of these purchases.
Well, some Democrats on the House Ag Committee urging House Speaker Pelosi to secure an additional $75 million to help USDA keep African swine fever out of the U.S. The lawmakers specifically requesting $20 million to hire additional staff for the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, plus $30 million for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, and $25 million
to pay for animal depopulation and disposal equipment. The lawmakers want the money included in a continuing resolution or supplemental appropriations package. The House Rules Committee meets on Monday to prepare the CR for floor action. That measure is needed to keep the government operating when the new fiscal year begins on October 1st. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board, grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Minimize transportation stress on cattle as much as you can. It starts with good preparation and a competent truck driver on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
From one place to another using good stockmanship and keeping animal welfare in mind. It'll help reduce sickness in calves, prevent bruises, and improve the quality of meat from these animals. Dan Buskirk is an extension beef specialist at Michigan State University. He says there are several steps to take care of before cattle even step foot onto the truck. They include making sure the trailer is clean, there are no sharp edges, and you follow low-stress loading and unloading protocols. It's also important that the animals are fed and well hydrated.
And the only exception to that, they may not be fed if we're going directly to slaughter, but otherwise we want to make sure that they're full of both feed and water, particularly water, and make sure that they're not dehydrated because that's just going to add to any potential stress. It's almost impossible to move cattle without some stress. Our goal is to make sure that we minimize that stress as much as possible.
There is a human factor for a good ride. The competency of the truck driver is very important.
The route they want to take and make sure that the truck and trailer are all ready to go well before livestock even get on the truck so that once they're on the truck, there's minimal reasons for stoppage or anything like that. Make the trip really just as quick as possible. We also want to have a truck driver that understands that they're hauling livestock and taking corners, you know, starting and stopping appropriately for having those livestock on the trailer.
Buskirk says the National Beef Quality Assurance Program offers transportation training for both farmers and commercial drivers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing transportation stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still showing mostly green across the board, mostly higher for corn, wheat, soybeans, and even livestock today. Livestock definitely trading about consistent and relatively higher than what we've seen in the past after the cash trading report came out yesterday from the southern plain states, including Nebraska and Kansas. Nebraska was slow on light demand with a few live purchases trading at 124. A few dressed up purchases in Nebraska also trading from 194 to 198. In Kansas, the live purchases trading traded between 123 to 124. And it's showing on the board just a little bit today with a lot of green right now. October live cattle up 65 cents to 123.10. The December up by 57 cents to 128.40 right now. Feeder cattle's mixed, but mostly higher. September down by 20 cents to 154.65. October's up by 40 cents to 157.02. A little bit different story right now for the lean hogs, down 40 cents for October to 83.97. The December's down by 17 cents to 73.42. Still higher right now in the corn, wheat, and soybeans, with December corn up by 8 points to 5.25 even. Kansas City wheat for December up by 13 points right now to 7.03.5. The soybeans right now still in the green. November's up by 7.5 to 12.81.5, with January up by 7.75 to 12.90.5. Taking a look on the grander scale, we are down right now briefly for the U.S. dollar index. For December, down 4 pennies to 93.16. The March down by 8 cents to 93.06 right now. Quick look in your interest rates. We see 30-year bonds for December up just a little bit to 164. The 10-year notes for December up by just a hair in the green to 133.08. Mini futures have the S&P for December up by 42 points. The mini Dow up currently by 372 points. The December mini NASDAQ down by 110.5 points right now. So moving through a Wednesday today, wrap up in just a little bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local Farmers Cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
KNDY.
Take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see.
fair. I won't follow or try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in
of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.